Most of you read the book of Hosea. Yeah. It's chapter 1 to chapter 14, but actually it's very short scriptures. So according to my Bible, it's only 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, or 8 pages. I myself is a little comfortable with the book of Hosea now, compared to this Sunday. How do you feel when you read the book of Hosea? Can you decode all the words? Because once you just read the book of Hosea, it's not much you can catch it actually. Because a lot of words, it's hard to understand. Put the question mark, you know, and not sure what that means. But main message is, main idea is in the chapter 1. So I keep emphasize chapter 1 because chapter 1 is the one you can open the whole entire book of Hosea. When God asked Hosea to take the wife, a woman hallowed, which is impure woman to be his wife. We know the wife, Gomel. Gomel is a representative of Israel. Suppose this wife should be a pure and holy woman, supposed to be. But because Israelites, they corrupted. Because since when northern and southern kingdom, they separated. And in northern kingdom, King Jeroboam, he get the idea, trying to separate from the southern kingdoms, and he create the golden calf, put it in the one in the Bethel, the one in the Dan. So, toward to the people saying that, this is your God to led you out of Egypt. So from now on, you don't have to go to Jerusalem, but you can worship into this golden calf. And so from then on, Israelites, they worship in the idol. Somehow, because nowadays it's very hard to understand. How come the people such a naive, you know? So far, they worshiping God, and then because of the King Jeroboam saying that, they just start to worship in these idols. But sometimes we doing the same things. We, in our life, when we look at our life, we come to God. We know our God is Almighty God. But actually, in our heart, we rely on not our true God, Almighty God, but something else. It seems like outside of force and outside of things that they're showing us that this is your God and this is your God is more convinced and more makes sense to us. So instead of we follow God, but we true God, but we deceive by the word, which is a Baal and a golden calf, we follow that way. So not only this is Israelites' mistake, but sometimes it's our own mistake in this story. Anyway, the Gomel having the three children. We have noticed the three children. One is Jezreel. Jezreel, I mentioned that there's some background histories, the place in Jezreel. But the first one, the first son, Jezreel, what is the meaning of Jezreel? Scattered, you know, God make kind of scatterings. Which is, according to the Bible, scattering is a punishment. It is a cursing, own cursing, we can say. After the first one, next one is Roruhamah. First son and the second one, which is the daughter, Roruhamah, possibly it takes about 3 years. According to the Middle East customs, when a woman feed a kid, child, it takes about 3 years. Breastfeeding, so it takes about 3 years. So Jezreel and Roruhamah and Ro'ami, it takes, we can say, so one to the second one is 3 years, the second to third one is 3 years, possibly 6 to 7 years during this period of time when Hosea have these three children. So we have noticed the first kid is Jezreel, second one is Rohamah, and third one is Ro'ami. Each name is more intense of God's anger, which is the expression of God is more stronger. Jezreel is more like a spread. We still have some hope when God brings these people back, kind of hope. Second one is there's no pity and no mercy. But still, God can give them a mercy unto them, which is a dropping of the role. It possibly bring this back people back with a compassion and love. Third one is a Ro'ami. Ro'ami is more strong tone, which is you're no longer to be my, what is my, you are not my peoples. So can you feel it? You have a more strong tones. I do not treat you as my peoples no longer, so which is considered a very strong tone. So. Verse 10 and 11, chapter 1, and 10, verse 10 and 11, but this is a turnaround. God give them a hope, which is, this is also prophesied coming of Jesus Christ. I will bring you, and you and Judah, bring them back to the promised land. And verse 11 says, and the son of Judah and son of Israel will be gathered together, and they will appoint to themselves one leader. They will go up from the land, for great will be the day of Jezreel. So it will mention the great will be the day of Jezreel, which is the day of deliverance, day of salvation, which is the coming of Jesus Christ. Chapter 2, where does it say? Yesterday morning, I trying to explain the whole chapter 2, but my English is not enough to explain the whole things. And please do understand, because when I prepare, because everything's my writing is Korean. So all my writing I prepare, you know, this is with the Korean. So I have to look at it, and it's not enough. The whole content to translate to you. Usually when I speak English, without translation, I have a lot of pressure, actually. So one time I assigned to Hawaii. That is one of the most stressful time. This June, I was assigned there for the student spiritual convocation, adult spiritual convocations. There's no interpreter, and it's quite struggle and quite tough times. But there's an interpreter, and I have a time to look at it and translate quite enough. And also I have a time to think. It's much, much better. I hope that you can understand. Even though my explanation is not enough, but Book of Hosea, you can read several times that you can get the sense. Based on the chapter 1, the understanding that it helps you a lot. Chapter 2, verse 1 through to here, because of these people ask those children to contend. We mentioned the chapter 2, verse 2 mentioned that contend with your mother, contend, for she is not my wife and I am not her husband, which is... See, come out this result is because of your mom, which is actually talk to themselves. Because you despise God, because you unfaithful to your husband, which is unfaithful to God, that's why you came out. This is what it is, which is talk to themselves and ask them themselves to accuse them their own mothers. Verse 3 says, lest I strike her naked and expose her on the day when she was born, I will be make her like a wilderness, make her like a desert land. Bible many places mention that if we do not rely on God, life is turned out to be like a wilderness. It seems like, you know, desolated, eventually the perished. The way also we can naked, which is to be shamed in our life. That's how they describe here. Chapter 2, verse 7. And she will persuade her lovers, but she will not overtake them. And she will seek them, but will not find them. And then she will say, I will go back to my first husband, for it was better for me then than now. We have noticed that from verse 4, 5, 6, 7, because this woman giving up the first husband and looking for the another man's. Maybe because at the beginning, this man gave up whatever she liked to ask for, and he provide for her, but eventually turned out to be unfaithful to her, so that this Gomel, which is the Israelites, realized, then she will say, I will go back to my first husband, for it was better for me than now. It describes, you know, that when Jesus talking about the prodigal sons, when this son, a second son, he cannot satisfy with his father's provisions. You know, if the father is bothersome, you know, he cannot do whatever he like to do. So he get away from his father and he enjoy his life at the beginning. Because he think he has money, he can enjoy his life with his money. But he wastes all the money. Later on, he realized he cannot content himself. End up his life just like a life like a pig. Actually, worse than the pig. If you look at the Bible, his life is worse than the pig. Because a pig can eat the pig's food. But the master of the pig, or master of pigs, do not let him to eat even the pig's food anyways. So his life is worse than the pig's life. And then his sense coming back. Yeah, he remember. When he was his father, his life is much better than before. Why I just, you know, live here, struggle my life here? And then he stand up, he go back to, which is return back to his father and change everything. So book of Hosea is a story of prodigal son also. But unfortunately, Israelites, they didn't return back to God. So they received the punishments during the time of Hosea. Yeah, that's the story. Verse from chapter 2, verse from 8 to 13 here. Because we have noticed that when you read everything is came from God. This is a simple understanding, a Christian life. If we understand everything has come from God, nothing is a problem, actually. Our life can change dramatically. But we think everything's come from us. So that is the problem. And here verse 8 says, for she does not know that it was I who gave her the grain and new wines and oil, lavished on her silver and gold, which they used for bowls. Here mentioned that the Israelites, what they receive, what they have, they think all this is came from the Baal. So actually that what they have to bring back, use this material for the Baals, which is a very foolish way spend their things that they have. Verse 9 mentioned that since they do not know where it came from, so since they do not understand, then I will take back my grains, my harvest times, so my new wines, I will take it back. Which is you do not know, then I take it back. This is the formula. If we do not realize everything came from God, God can take away one day. Maybe today I have it, but nobody can promise about the tomorrow. So let us remember everything came from God. This ignorance actually can eventually destroy us to the end. Verse 10, and then I will uncover her lowness in the sight of her lovers, and no one will rescue her out of my hands. I mentioned here the lady become uncovered, and you know, the showing to be shameful means the losing the identities. When you become a naked out there, when you say something, do you think other people listen to your voice? Nobody listens to you because other people treat you as insane. So, which is when we talk other people with a normal situation, other people listen to our voice. But if I come up here to naked, then nobody listen to me. I'm sure because everybody already just get out of this, or you push me away from here. Because one, the person to be naked means losing the whole own identity. When God created us, His own image, which is being shameful means lose the own image of God, which is, you know, lose own identity. Lose the own understanding, we can say also that too. Verse 11 mentioned that I will also put an end to all her gearly and her harvest, her new moons, her Sabbath, and all the festal assembly. Some other denomination using this because abolished her Sabbath. It doesn't make sense, but some denomination using. I don't know in USA using this verse, but that means it really doesn't make sense in this content anyway. And here God mentioned that I will also put an end to all gearing and the harvest and new moons and her Sabbath means take away all the joy and the hope. You know, when you come to Sabbath, we have a hope. Every time when we come to the Lord on the Sabbath, because we have eternal hope. That's why we come to the Lord. Why we faithfully keep the Sabbath? Because we have an eternal hope. So every time, every Sabbath we come to the Lord, we remind us there is an eternal hope. So this gives us a true hope and true faith in the kingdom of God. But since they do not know where they come from or what they have, then I will take away hope and their joy. This is what the message is. And also chapter 2, verse 12, and since you don't know where all the things come from, the verse 12 says, I will destroy her vines and the fig trees, of which she said, these are my wage, which my lover have given them, and I will make them the forest, and the beast of the field will devour them. Which is, you try to cultivate land, get some this, expect something come out of the fruits, out of this vine tree and all the fruit trees, but end up, the beasts come and take over and eat them all away, which is, you put all the effort and time, but you don't get anything out of it. This is one of also the punishments. So, here the Hosea, the God give a message to them is, please understand, your blessing now, your life, it came from God. It's not came from Baals. So don't go back to Baals, but come back to me with what I gave it to you in your hands. That's what the message is here. And chapter 2, verse 13, and I will punish her for the day of the Baals when she used to offer sacrifice to them and adorn herself with her earrings and jewelries. And follow her lover so that she forgot me, declared the Lord. When I look at the verse 13, it is described of the lover to showing that their you know attraction to the other side. Usually when you fall in love with somebody, it's very hard to say, but when you like somebody, you know, say when you love someone, don't do that, but when you love someone, your attitude is changed. You know, you're trying to which is decorate yourself. Even men also decorate. You know, men decorate themselves using the like a polo, you know, the perfumes and things, and also with the put the nice, you know, suit, you know, name brand ones. Before they didn't put the name brand, but somehow the trunk showing up to the other side. That's a natural reaction. It is natural reactions. When I was in high school, when I was with the one sister, I liked that sisters, and attitude has changed really, because I usually do not iron any things. You know, I do not wash that. I'm really not concerned about things actually. It was a high school, because when I was in high school, Korean they put the uniforms. And one day I asked my mom, please iron my pants and my shirts. My mom says, something changed. You see, why you ask me to do this? And very interestingly, because I never asked her to iron it anything. So, and because I want to showing up myself neatly to the sisters. That's the only reason. And that's how I can decorate myself. And woman side also same thing. Here to describe in the verse 13, you know, this woman decorate themselves to the other side, to attract to the other side is not God but Baals, which is to the we can say to the word. You know, when a brother and sister, I just describe these manners because we're doing the same things in this world. When you grow up, when you finish your college, and later on, and you try, you slowly, if your idea, mentality is toward to the word, then God is a secondary issues. When you go to the church, it seems like it's burdensome. You go to church, but I want to go back right away. But your ideas, your mentalities, your focus in the word. So how you can do your best, exercise your performance, so they let other people can see yourself, you know, showing yourself to other people. So prove by the other people, so you can step up your life to be, you know, to build up your career. You make yourself to be successful. This is a natural, you know, natural desire. So you have to understand, this is talking about, you know, if this word to be your lovers, that your mentality is trying to, the way like, you know, attract yourself to the word, not to the God. God becomes a burdensome. You know, Sabbath day come, it become a burdensome. Sometimes you make an excuse. If maybe you don't come to church, you know, prayer 30 minutes is bothersome. But once you go out in your field or your work, and your performance is more into your mind, which is you want to attract yourself. You want to build up your career. You want a successful life in this world. But God is not there. Same thing you're talking about. Sometimes we're doing the same things. And also, this is a Korean, but anyway, she used adorn herself with her earring and jewelry. You're talking about that once. And follow her lovers, he mentioned. And follow her lovers. You know, when you love somebody, then you do not follow other people's. Only you follow that. Because of your mentality, you fix your eyes onto that person. So you follow that person only. That's a natural reaction. And also, when you follow the lover, you forget about yourself. This is a natural reaction. Is it true? You really, why we become blind-minded? Because you forget about your own identities. It happens. That's why I said, don't do it. So, remember, when you love somebody, then you totally lost your identity. If you do not know clearly, that means you're totally losing yourself. When you follow the word, when you follow the Baals, but you don't know what to do, because you think you belong to God, actually. Israelites, they did too. When they follow Baal, when they worship in idols, but they think they still, they follow God. They think so. Yeah, they think so. But actually, God says, no. You do not faithful to me because you know your heart. You follow the Baals, what I gave, all things gave it to you. That you bring these things to the Baals. But they did not realize it. It happened to us sometimes. Let us be aware. When you're doing the college, if we constantly build up these understandings, later on we do not shake our faith. We can root it down in the truth. And also the last ones, here mentioned that well, the Korean is the last one, but here the American English is in the middle. When she used to offer sacrifice to them, sacrifice to them. You know, when you love somebody, that you can even giving up your life. Indeed. When I you can give up, truly. That is a true love, yeah. you know, when you say you love God, when you say you love God, but you do not offer the tithe to God, then actually you do not love God. And some people mentioned that, you know, once I get the salary from the companies, or whatever I do, you know, business, then I got income. Should I have to offer tithe before the tax or after tax? You know, think about the mentality even. Think about the mentalities. So when you pick up the money, $2, $5, I mentioned this here in the, when I East Coast. One is the old $5 bill. One is a flat and nice and new $5 bill. But you pick up the old one, just get rid of out of your wallet, to put it in the, you know, offering box. We think about the heart. You're talking about our heart. You know, once we love somebody, then what you present, what you give it to your lover, the best ones. That is true. It is true. You know, when I love my wife, then I always think that what is best for my wife. Even maybe to toward myself, maybe I take the second one, that my wife take the best ones. That's my mentality, because I love her. So when we love somebody, then definitely we're willing to sacrifice to the person, things that we have to my lovers. But here the Israelites, the problem is giving up to sacrifice to Baal, the best things to the Baals, because trying to wait to attract to the Baals. If we love God, offer the best one to God. God wants to see us. God knows what is best in our life. You know, the Abraham, he got, because God gave him the only son in his life. Now he grew up about 13, 14, 15, around 16, 17 years old. That is the only son for Abraham's. Already he cast, you know, he cast the Ishmael out of his house. So only son in his house. But God says in Genesis chapter 22, God asked him, the one you love, God mentioned that. It's not says, you know, offer your son to make a burnt offering, but the one you love. Bring the one you love to offer the burnt offering. God say that. God knows what is best for the Abraham. So God want to test the Abraham's. Can you truly give up the one that you love the most for me? So he did it. He never hesitated. I'm sure he struggled at night. Bible doesn't mention that. Because the next morning he get up and with his son and the servant go to the Mount Memories. I'm sure through the night, he couldn't sleep, I think. He struggled a lot. But he willing to offer the only son to God because he loved God, God the most. So your life, my life, let us remember what is the best for us. And that we willing to giving up this one to God. Why? Everything is came from God. It's not came from us. So everything is came from God. When God asks us to give up, then we can give up. This is a true lover's attitude. So why I mentioned that these four things in the book of Hosea, chapter 2, verse 13. When we love somebody, we decorate us. If we are the one who attract to God, then we decorate ourselves, equip ourselves to God. This is our attitude toward to God. And we only focus to God because we love God. We even giving up ourselves, it's okay, our own identity in this world, because God gave us a new identity, which is the children of God, and this identity is precious than our own identity in this world, so we can follow God. And if we're willing to sacrifice to God. Why? Because we love God. Yeah. The other way we can understand, and we can understand chapter 2, verse 13. The last portion said, first one in Korean is last, but the English is first. I will punish her for the day of the bells. So this one can change. I will bless her for the day of God. This is better that way. So I hope you can change this word in this manner. Since you show your love to you, to God, God as your lover, then this word can change. God says, I will bless you. Can change this word. So hopefully we can change. We always maintaining our life. So God always say, I will bless you in this way. So. And chapter 2, verse 14 here mentioned that the valley of echoes. This is actually the valley of echo is valley of echo. Yeah, echoes is a place for Israelites for reminding them that they commit sin in front of God. Also, This is reminding them this is the place for the punishments of God. But also this is a place for their new hope for their life. But this verse 15 also the same things. So verse 15 mentioned that then I will give her vineyard for them and the valley of echoes, a door of hope. If they repent and they come back, same as like Israel before their history in the valley of echoes. And I will make this valley of echo for their hope, beginning of the new hope. This is also God's message to Israelites. Everybody make a mistake. You make a mistake, and I make a mistake. We make a mistake, but that's why we have to change. If we do not have a will to change, then our life naturally deteriorated. But why we constantly encourage us, even you spend 2 weeks, to come to NY test, train yourself, because we want to improve ourselves. We know we are weak. We know we have a potentiality to make a mistake. That's why we want to come to the Lord. Improve ourselves. This is a natural desire. Since we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, new self come out. Has this desire because God loves us. Still, within our heart have such a desire to move on to as a Christian life. Life have to change constantly to be mature, to reach up to the God's expectations. Human natures. We want to change all the time. Sometimes we put the sofa here, but about half a year later on we move to the other side. And sometimes we women's like put the dye hair here, different colors, but sometimes make a short, sometimes make a longer, sometimes the other ways, sometimes somehow curly hairs. All different way of decorate because they want to keep changing themselves. That's a human desire, I think, not only the woman, but man also. We want to constantly change ourselves. This is the natural desires, the human nature. We want to change. But Israelites, they never change, but actually they deteriorated their life. Who can change us? Once you want to, you can change your life. Who can change your life? Knowledge can change your life. If you receive the education, those who do not receive the education is very different. Understanding is different. The attitude is different. So their acting is different. So once you receive it, it doesn't mean that it's necessary in this world. But we believe in God. We constantly study the Bible. This is education anyway. But anyway, in this world, as a concept of in this world, if you receive high education, you can this much improve yourself. The knowledge help you. But nowadays, knowledge is pretty much like a skills, more toward to your, prepare your job way. But anyway, knowledge, which is include like a philosophies or people's, you know, good understanding, Confucius, you know. In Korea, we are very heavily influenced by the Confucius, idea of Confucius. So throughout the generation to generations, our Korea's, the whole cultures heavily influenced by the Confucius. That helps us, our society, build up according to the, according to the orders, societies. You know, we have to respect our elderly generation. All this is come from there. How our manner, all these things, where come from? It come from the philosophies. Philosophy help us, definitely helps us to be a better person. But there is own limitations. But God become our Lord, God becomes our, the main, like become a Lord in our life, it changes whole things. The whole entire life can change, which is to be the new persons. Some people can change by the money. And there is some survey in Korea. If you get the lottery tickets, you know, you become a lottery winners, what you gonna do? You're gonna marry with the man or woman that you have now? So they say no. You know how many percent? Or more than 50%, they do not want to with the person with now. But that's what they think. So, you know, money, nowadays, money can change people's mind. The true case is several weeks ago, I look at the Korea, there's newspapers in the internet. This couple is not getting married. This couple not married, live together for what? They live together anyway. They think they get married later on. They earn money to save the money and they get married. That's how they promise each other. So what they do is, the only hope is, every week's hope is buying a lottery tickets in Korea. So they always spend some money to buy the lottery tickets. So at that day's wife, he got the numbers. She determined the number, sent her boyfriend, gave it numbers. Later on, this boyfriend get the number, bought the tickets. Later on, he came home, and then she realized she got the winning ticket, that she got the winning numbers. And then she asked the boyfriend, "Did you buy the tickets?" And he says, "No, I didn't buy the tickets." This is a true story. So he says, "Oh, very interesting." But later on, she learned that the store sold that winning tickets. And later on, she asked her boyfriend, "How come they say, you know, the stores is sold the ticket, the numbers?" And later on, the boyfriend says, "Because I make you to surprise." He's constantly making lying to her now. Later on, he just disappeared. And then she find out, you know, and the other, that the boyfriend side, you know, the relatives come up to negotiate with the hers. "I want to give ransom money this much. Forget about him," which is very, you know, compared to winning tickets. It's a U.S. dollars equivalent $3 million in lottery tickets. So giving up him, "I'll give this much money." So later on, she sued him for the claim, for half his mind, the claim that sue. I don't know what the result, but this is just, you know, the news come up saying, you know, money can change people's minds. When we don't have money, we are very humble. But when we have money, we become proud persons. We despise other people. It happens. Money can change our life too. So philosophy can change, money can change, our position can change our life, you know, attitude also. But these, all the factors, usually negative side change our life, bring us to proud, to destroy our life. Israelites, they were destroyed because of pride. because of the materially, the plenty of their life, and suddenly they you know, all these things bring them their heart to be proud, to be destroyed their life. So things can change our life, but what is the most important thing can change our life positive way? It's a God. God can change our life positively. This is what this is the message. In Hosea chapter 2, verse 14, from here, God asks the Israelites, you can come to me. My English version says, therefore, chapter 2, verse 14, therefore, behold, I will allure her. What is allure her? Is it convince her? Is that allure her? I don't know what your version is. NIV? Any other? Huh? Allure is like attractor. Attractor. Which means, this is what God said to Gomel. I will attract you. I want to bring you, come up, and bring her into the wilderness. You know, bring her into the wilderness. Because now the woman, the Gomel, convinced. So come into the wilderness and speak kindly to her. Now God talked to her. He mentioned. So when God bring us to change our life, always God bring us into the wilderness first. This is one of the God's formula we have to understand. So here, from Hosea chapter 2, verse 14 and 15, this is a process of the man can change their life, which what kind of process go through, they can change themselves, and also restoring the status back to the wife of God. Here, the verse 14, I will allure her, because this is showing the love of God. Because God's attraction, God, why he trying to attract her? Because bring her back to her status, change the unfaithful woman and impure woman, change the pure woman to be a wife later on, to accept her as a wife. So this is showing the describing of the love of God. I will allure her, bring her into the wilderness. The wilderness is the Book of Acts chapter 7 describe, you know, the sermon of Stephen. Sermon of Stephen describe this wilderness as a wilderness of church. Yeah, churches. So bring her into the church. Bring her into the house of God. Bring her into the place where the wilderness, you know, the wilderness, which is you have to give up yourself. There's a no, which means on the wilderness, there's no such you way of life. There is only God's way of life. So you are not a controller from then on. When you are in the wilderness, then God is a controller. When Israelites, when they get out of Egypt, and then on the wilderness, from then on, they are not the controller, but God is their controller. So change our life, the pattern of way of his formula is bring us into the wilderness to let us giving up our own way of life. So the apply the God's way of life and change their life. And also mention that, and speak kindly to her. This is encouraged. When we are in the wilderness, when we are in the church, how we can improve ourselves, how we can encourage ourselves with the word of God. When we are willing to come to the wilderness, the word of God coming into us, it becomes a kindly coming into us to encourage us. And then verse 15 says, then I will give her vineyard from there. Here the verse 15 says, then I will give her vineyard from there. Which is the vineyard actually originally belonged to her. That I will give her vineyard from theirs. When we recover ourselves, when we restore our identities, we know who we are. And then God will give us a vineyard. Vineyard is what the represent of a, it's what satisfactions and peace. You know, when you have a vineyard, you can every year you harvest out of the vineyard means a peace and joy and satisfaction. This is a represent of a symbolically represent in this way. But so far her vineyard she has, but she cannot satisfy. But here I will give her vineyard, which is now Let her have her own. Let her enjoy with there. You know, when we believe in God, sometimes we do not have enough understanding of grace of God. Even though we come to the Lord, we're losing our own identity. Then what happens is we do not thank to God. There's a lot of things we complain to God, but we cannot find out things that we can appreciate to God. Especially when we encounter difficulties, we think that God is not that good God. But Bible tells us, if we truly understand the true God, God is always good. We should not remove this understanding. God is always good. So God is a good God. And so the life, no matter what situations, and this vineyard always with us, if we are into the wilderness, train ourselves, and always speak kindly with God, and this vineyard always ours. The valley of echoes as a door of hope. We know the valley of echo is a valley of suffering. So echo is what in your the study Bible, what the meaning of echoes? Trouble and sufferings. So what that means is, even though you are in troubles, but it turned out to be a door of hope. Even you are in the difficulties, but you are in trouble, but remember, you can see the hope. This is a blessing of God. So once we convinced by God, we come to the wilderness, and we listen to the word of God, we're being encouraged by God, and God will give us, return back to us, a vineyard, and also let this valley of suffering, even in the suffering, but let us can see the hope, even the difficulties. And then the verse toward to the end, later on, the day, and she will sing there as the day of her youth, as in the day when she came out from the land of Egypt. So she will sing there as in the day of her youth. This is a response. And verse 16 and 17, now since she changed it, then now I can make a covenant with you, and then I can make you to be my wife, to make have a everlasting life.